few days after Christmas, everyone. I'm Bob, producer of the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And I'm Jesse, editor of Focus on the Family Clubhouse magazine, wishing you a happy New Year's Eve. Welcome to the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast.
We're here with our yearly Christmas free episode giveaway.
Oh, I love this tradition. In the last few years, we've given away several of the early dramas that Focus on the Family produced. Spare Tire and Gone Fishing were produced by many of the same people who would go on to create Adventures in Odyssey.
If you haven't heard those dramas, check our podcast feed or find links on our website. Today, we're giving away another of those dramas. This one's called House Guest.
If you've heard Spare Tire, this one is sort of a sequel. Adam and Jennifer are back, but this time her father Norman joins the cast.
Norman was played by Hal Smith, who would later go on to play John Avery Whittaker. This was his first appearance in any sort of Focus on the Family production.
House Guest first aired on the Focus broadcast on November 23rd, 1985. Let's sit back and enjoy this drama together.
I'm looking for Mr. Harper, Norman Harper.
Harper, that's coronary care. That's down this corridor, follow the yellow line, next to the nurse's station on the left.
Thank you.
Can I help you?
Yes. Norman Harper, I'm Adam Walters.
He's my... Oh, Adam.
Jen, I'm sorry it took me so long. The traffic... How's he doing? Has there been any change?
They're in there now doing some tests. They won't know for a while. He wasn't even moving around. I was doing the dishes. We were talking. He said my name, and I turned around, and he was slumped over on the table. Adam, he's dying. I know it.
Oh, honey. That father of yours is a real fighter. You'll see. He'll make it. He'll bounce back. Excuse me.
Doctor, how's my dad?
Well, I think your prayers have been answered. He's not out of the woods yet. Now, he's had a very serious heart attack. We're going to want to watch him pretty closely over the next couple of days and run some more tests. But you got him here quickly. Many times that makes all the difference.
Can I see him?
No, not just now. We've got him pretty heavily sedated. He'll probably sleep, at least through the night. Look, he's stable now. There's really nothing you can do for the time being. Why don't you just head on home and get some rest? In the morning, I think he'll be ready for some quiet company, at least for a few minutes anyway.
I'd really rather stay.
Honey, I think the doctor's right.
Well, doctor, if there's any change, you'll...
I'll call you right away. Don't worry.
Thank you so much for all you've done.
Oh, yes, thank you, doctor.
Well, I'm just glad things seem to be looking up. Listen, I'll see you folks in the morning.
Adam? Adam, are you awake?
I guess. Are you okay?
I don't know. I haven't closed my eyes all night.
You want to get a cup of coffee and talk?
We'd better not. We'll wake the kids. When your dad died, it was a car accident, wasn't it?
Yeah. What does that have to do with...
So you really didn't get to say goodbye either.
Jen, you've got to stop talking about your father like he's already gone. The doctor said he'd probably be just fine.
Yeah, but what if he's not? We were never really that close when I was growing up. He wasn't around that much.
You lived on a farm. Where could he go?
Well, back then things were really busy. He'd be out there all day watching over everything, or he'd be in town. And at night he'd be in the study working on the books. Mom always told us not to disturb him. So even when he was home, he wasn't really home.
Yeah, but honey, hasn't that changed some since he retired? I mean, he's got the Johnsons working the farm now, and he comes out to visit.
I still feel like I barely know the man. Besides, we always fight, ever since I was in college. It isn't fair.
What?
Well, it just seems like the only conversations he and I ever had ended up being arguments. And I always thought someday we'd have this big talk, make up for everything. All of a sudden, I can think of a million things I want to say to him, and now there's just no more time.
Jennifer, it hasn't come to that yet.
I know. I'm acting like a scared kid. You just hold me.
Come here. Is that better?
Perfect.
Look, we don't have to talk about it anymore if it upsets you.
No, I wanted to talk about it with you. I guess it just doesn't help as much as I thought it would. Oh, well, that sounds awful. You know what I mean.
Sure I do. Just stay close and try and get some sleep. Well, that's pretty much it. Do either of you have any questions?
Coronary bypass surgery, huh?
That's right.
And you're going to do it today?
Well, with that much blockage in the arteries near his heart, I just don't think it's a good idea to wait.
What about recovery? Will there be a lot of pain?
No, he shouldn't be too uncomfortable. But I'm glad you asked about recovery. After he gets out of the hospital, he'll need to take it pretty easy for about the next 4 to 6 weeks or so. He can move around, even take some short walks. Now, your mother has passed away, isn't that right?
Yes, about 4 years ago.
And he lives alone now?
Yes.
I'd really feel a lot better if he wasn't by himself. He won't be bedridden by any means, but he will need some help with the household chores. And he may need a little encouragement with his diet.
Well, he's welcome to come stay with us.
Well, I'm glad to hear you say that. Of course, you'll need to make arrangements with him, but that'll have to wait till later. Listen, do keep me informed. If he's not going to be looked after properly, we'll have to keep him here in the hospital. And I don't think he'd take to that too well.
No, not Dad.
Well, anything else?
Nothing I can think of now.
Same here.
All right. I'll be out to talk to you when we're all finished.
Dad's surgery went fine. The nurse called us from the operating room with progress reports from time to time, and, well, that helped ease the tension. Speaking of tension, you should have seen Jennifer while she was getting things ready for Dad's homecoming. She went through the pantry reading every label line by line, fanatically pulling out everything that even had a hint of salt, sugar, cholesterol, or flavor. Then she put fresh sheets and blankets on the fold-out bed in the den. Not for Dad, for us. 2 weeks had passed since Dad was released from the hospital, and Jennifer had set him up in our room, which had been transformed into a tiny little Mayo clinic, complete with a pitcher of cold water, some fresh-cut flowers, and a little bell Dad could ring if he needed anything during the night. I couldn't imagine a crusty old farmer ringing a little crystal bell, but after all, he was Jen's father, and she knew best.
Morning, Dad. Did you get a good night's... Well, your bed hasn't even been slept in. You've been up all night?
No, not really.
What you do, sleep in that chair?
Well, I must have just dropped off.
Well, is something wrong with the bed? Is it uncomfortable? The mattress is brand new.
It's fine, Jenny, just fine. It's a little hard to sleep, that's all. Laying flat down and all, I...
Well, why didn't you ring your bell?
Oh.
Honestly, Dad, that's what it's there for. We've got extra pillows right here. We can prop you up some.
Jenny, please don't make such a fuss.
Well, it's no bother, really. Come over here. Try it. You'll see.
Honey.
Well, here, let me help you.
Jenny, just let me be, okay? I'm fine. If you really want to do something to help me, why don't you get me a cup of coffee before we eat?
We're going to start this again. You know coffee's on the hit list.
One cup of coffee isn't going to kill me. But this diet you got me on just might.
It's not my diet. It's just what the doctor ordered, literally. And it's for your own good.
Sure. That was just his way of getting back at me for complaining about that stuff they call food. Well, some of those medical types have a weird sense of humor.
Dad, honestly.
Look, Jenny, I know what you're trying to do here, and I appreciate it. I really do. But it's been 2 weeks already. I think it's time I went home. I'd be a lot happier and a lot less trouble if I could just get my life back to normal.
It's no trouble, really. Besides, who'd take care of you? The doctor said...
The doctor said. I know what the doctor said. Look, this is my body we're dealing with. I know what I can do and can't do.
Oh, do you, Dad?
Yes.
If you go home, you'll go right back to your old ways.
No.
The coffee pot will be going all day. Everything you eat will be fat fried. And right this minute, I bet there's a box of Twinkies in your cupboard, right? Am I right?
Well, what if you are? I'm not some crazy man trying to kill himself. I just think a little moderation is in order, that's all.
Well, that's exactly what Adam and I think, too. We just think that you ought to be a little less moderate in your moderation. Now, why don't you take it easy for a few minutes till breakfast is ready? We'll take a walk afterwards and talk some more.
Jennifer!
It won't be long. Just rest! This man is going to drive me up the wall.
Let's see. Judging by your face, either he asked you for a greaseburger, fries, and a shake, or he wanted to go horseback riding.
Would you believe a cup of coffee and a ride home?
Not bad for a guest.
It isn't funny, Adam. He wants to go home today.
Well, can't you talk him out of it?
I tried, but I think he's got his mind made up. What are we going to do?
Well, unless your dad was incredibly young when you were born, he's over 21. I mean, we can't exactly hold him prisoner.
Oh, do you want him to go home? Is that it?
No, not at all. I think it would be a big mistake, but what else can we do?
Adam, I'm telling you, that man is driving me out of my mind. Hey, if he wants to eat, drink, and work himself to death, that's his problem, but he's not going to do it under our roof. If he wants to go home, fine. Boy, and I thought I was stubborn.
So did I.
I heard that.
Oh, come on, Jen.
Well, do you think it's me? Do you think I'm being a nag? Seriously, I mean, he's recovering from major surgery. I'm just trying to give him what he needs.
You want the truth?
Well, I think I do.
I don't think you're a nag. But as for giving him what he needs, I think you may be missing a thing or two.
Like what?
Well, if I were in his place, I wouldn't be worried about losing my health so much as my, I don't know, my independence, my dignity. I remember when I was in the hospital that time, and the worst part was that helpless feeling, being dependent.
I know, but Dad needs the rest. What's so awful about having a little help? Think of it like a vacation.
Well, the first couple of days, it is vacation. After that, well, it's not that he doesn't need the physical help. I just think he needs emotional help more.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Just turn my back on him, let him fend for himself? It would be like I didn't care about him.
No, nothing so extreme. Besides, it's not so much what you do, but how you do it. You know, to be honest, it's a little hard to tell sometimes if this babysitting job you're doing on your dad isn't more for your benefit than his.
What?
Okay, maybe I'm wrong, but it's like you're trying to prove what a good daughter you are.
Well, what do you want me to do?
I'm not trying to tell you what to do. I'm just suggesting that whatever you do, don't worry about it so much. Maybe lighten up a little bit. Oh, Jen. Are you mad at me?
No. Not at you. Help me set the table, will you? Everything will get cold.
Delicious breakfast, Jenny. You're sure some cook. If they'd had you working at the hospital, I might have stayed on a day or two.
Thanks, Dad.
Do you think it was fair to stick Adam with all the dishes? No, I could have helped wash.
He doesn't mind.
No, I don't imagine he does. Look, if you'd rather just head back to the house, we can just...
Well, don't you want to walk anymore? The doctor's... I mean, you always like to walk.
I do. I thought maybe you might still be sore about our talk earlier.
Well, maybe I was a little, but... I'm sorry. I just wanted to make life a little easier for you, and I ended up doing just the opposite.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, I guess I tried to baby you too much.
A little. Oh, that's your mother in you. You're so much like her. You know, every time one of you kids let out a cough or a sneeze, why, out came some vapor rub and the lozenges and all the rest.
I remember. Poor Dad. Nothing but trouble with the women in his life.
Oh, not trouble, honey. Those were the best times of my life. The best memories. You and your mom. You are my two best girls.
You really think I'm like her?
Do you remember who brought home every stray animal that wandered by?
Well, that was just when I was little.
Oh, that's right. When you got older, it was stray boys.
Oh, I guess I've been treating you a little like a stray, haven't I? Will you forgive me?
Oh, there's nothing to forgive. I know you meant well.
Dad, I've been thinking. If you really feel like you need to go home, then I'll understand.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not that anxious to get home. I thought maybe with the familiar surroundings, everything I'm used to, maybe I'll mend faster.
Faster? Dad, you had major surgery less than 3 weeks ago, and you're up and around. How much faster can it go? Are you having a lot of pain?
It feels a little tight in my chest when I lie down, that's all. And I get tired so fast. Sometimes I wonder if this is it. If this is as much better as I'm going to get.
Oh, you're already better today than you were yesterday.
Sure. I can walk a whole half block before getting exhausted.
Okay, but a few days ago you couldn't make it out to the front yard.
Well,
and every day you'll get a little stronger. You'll see. It takes time, that's all. That's why we were hoping that you could stay here with us a little longer. At least through the holiday. So you can get your strength back, gradually. Besides, it's kind of fun to have you around.
You didn't think so this morning.
Sure I did. I just didn't show it very well. What do you say?
Oh, we'll see how it goes. I suppose I can stick it out if you can put up with me.
I'll manage.
You know what I said about your mother? Her fussing over you when you were sick and all?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever said this to you, but that was one of the things I admired most in her. She cared so much. I didn't always understand her. She drove me crazy sometimes. Deep down, I thought she had a special gift. You don't see it much in people these days. But I see it in you, Jenny.
Oh, Dad.
Oh, I may do my share of complaining, but I wouldn't want you to change too much, because I'm awful proud of my little girl the way she is.
Your little girl could use a hug. How about it, Pop? I love you, Dad.
Me too, honey.
You know how long it's been since we had a talk like this? I mean, a real talk.
Too long, I know. Maybe we could start making up for some of that now.
Before we knew it, Thanksgiving Day was upon us. The family had devotions together that morning, and we were all looking forward to a delicious turkey dinner. Then, of course, there was the game on TV, but, well, that's another story. Now, I bet you think that after Jen and her dad came back from their walk, everybody got along great and we never argued again. Well, Dad did stay on, and things really lightened up around the house. There were even a few late-night chats that lasted into the early morning. I think Jen felt she got to say a lot of those things you never really say till it's almost too late. But after all, this is real life.
Jen, would you pass me the gravy, please?
Sorry, Dad, there's no gravy.
What do you mean there's no gravy?
There's no gravy. Do you know what gravy is? Oh. Fat and starch. You don't need the cholesterol.
Well, what in the world am I supposed to put on my potatoes?
You shouldn't even have potatoes. Why don't you try this broccoli casserole?
Broccoli?
It's my special recipe. Adam loves it, don't you, honey?
Well.
Well, here we are at the end of another year for Adventures in Odyssey and the podcast.
And whatever you've experienced during 2020, we thank you for making us part of your family. Farewell to 2020, and we're looking forward to 2021.
That's all for this edition of the official Adventures in Odyssey podcast, a presentation of Focus on the Family.
Our website is adventuresinodyssey.com/podcast, or you can call us at 1-800-A-FAMILY. From everyone at Focus on the Family and Adventures in Odyssey, Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year to all.
It's time to level up. Give your kids a safe, faith-focused, and biblically-based community, and so much more. Join the Adventures in Odyssey Club. Club members get on-demand access to the exciting Adventures in Odyssey series, including more than 900 episodes. With faith-building activities, parental controls, and a safe online community, the Adventures in Odyssey Club could be your best adventure yet. Learn more and start your free trial at adventuresinodyssey.com/radio.